89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair. You are listening to Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature exclusively on WEMU. Today, our topic of discussion is going to be environmental responsibility in the auto industry and its suppliers. Our guest this morning is Michael Coast, and Michael is president of the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center and is heading up the program called Supplier Partnership for the Environment. Michael, thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it.
Quite welcome.
Tell me a little bit about what this year-old program called Supplier Partnership for the Environment is.
Well, Supplier Partnership for the Environment is an innovative partnership between the OEMs, the Tier 1s, and the Tier 2s, and the Tier 3 suppliers on having them going out and doing work within the industry to make an impact environmentally.
And how exactly does that process work? How can we take information from these companies and turn it into environmental benefit?
One of the things that the Suppliers Partnership for the Environment has set up is because of who they are, the other two key players in the besides the automotive industry are the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, with whom I represent. And so they have specifically set up a workshop where we would go out, manufacturing technology centers like myself, and work with small to mid-sized manufacturing companies to do a lean and clean technical assistance project in the company to help them get better.
And by lean and clean, you mean exactly what?
What we do is the company, if they want to get engaged, there's a $7,000 fee for this, and the EPA picks up $2,500 of that. So it is a funded program from the EPA. What we would do is go out and to typically get a project started, you engage a company. We email them a four-page Word document that asks them very specific questions about their operation. They send that back to us, and we take a look at that information. And then we go out and do an on-site assessment at the company. Then we do a three-and-a-half-day workshop with the company. And then we give them a written report outlining all of the lean and clean opportunities that are out there that they might do within their plant facility to help make them better and take waste out of their organization, out of their plant.
And in the partnerships that you've developed since this program has been up and running, have you found savings? Have you found companies that are saving themselves money and improving the environment?
Yes. Currently, we've got two completed projects. One of them is with BAE, which is here in Michigan, and another one also in Michigan is called Renasol. For example, at BAE, we've gone in and taken a look at the opportunities that are out there, and up front there's roughly over $700,000 worth of opportunity in that particular plant. Very specifically, they've reduced their dye lube expenses for $21,000, they've reduced their waste oil expenses for $324, and their cardboard expense in compacting and recycling is a little over $3,000. That's not to mention that the $17,000 of additional scrap and rework that they've identified, which all also affects their electricity bills and those types of things. So there's a list, if you will, of projects that they can work on internally. They can continue to work on them by themselves, or we can help them with them. The other one is Renasol, and Renasol is a foam maker, and they've realized close to $38,000 worth of environmental impact that they might be able to do in their plants. Redesign racks to eliminate shrink wrap, and replace cardboard and returnable dividers are the two big items environmentally. But if you take a look at the total package of lean and clean that we recognize in the workshop from Renasol, there's $212,000 worth of opportunity there.
And this is all for a cost to bring you in for about $5,000.
That's
so
correct.
That's a tremendous savings.
Yeah.
What kind of tangible impact have you been able to determine it has made on the environment, not only in the plant, but for the surrounding community?
Well, once again, the big impact is going to be what the Suppliers Partnership for the Environment looks at is trying to accumulate that information and data, and they have a metrics group set up. And so the metrics group is trying to decide or implement a process where they collect all this information and data so that they can report back to the public, if you will, the reduced energy savings and the VOCs, for example. And so we're in the very beginning stages of collecting all that information so that they can report it back. Now, that becomes a little bit of an issue, because how are you going to collect all this information, not only from the BAEs and the Renesals of the world, but the Lears and the Johnson Controls and the GMs, who are also part of this organization. And so that's a pretty big task to collect all that information, and they're just beginning that now.
Now, have you found any resistance to companies who have learned about what you were doing and how you were helping others? Have they been somewhat skeptical of inviting people in to take a look at their operations?
The automotive industry is what the automotive industry is.
Well said.
And, you know, there is a trust issue. One of the things that makes it the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center attractive, and not only to the companies here in Michigan, but I have sister organizations that are 60 other sites around the country. So when you talk about the automotive industry nationally, we can serve the national system. And we're literally an hour to an hour and a half windshield time from any of the any manufacturer, automotive manufacturer that might be out there. Now, having said that, the small to mid-sized companies, there is a trust factor. And, of course, you know, the types of numbers that I'm talking about would require that you get some financial information from the smallest mid-size manufacturers. And in that respect, we're the third-party unbiased resource that comes in to look at that. These numbers that I have given to you from BAE, mm-hmm. The gentleman there and lady, Mark Deutsch and Emily Halabozic, you know, they signed off on all this information for public release. They belong to the Suppliers Partnership for the Environment. They believe in what we're doing to try and move ahead. And so there's a lot of trust here in moving forward that they're going to save these amount of dollars, and then they're also going to report it back to their customer, which happens to be the Tier 1 Lear and then General Motors.
Is it possible for a company that's interested in your services but would prefer to keep their information confidential? Is that possible for them to do?
Absolutely. We sign a confidentiality agreement, and we will not report anything that that small company doesn't want reported.
And savings will be realized. You're pretty confident that through this process that everybody who chooses to participate is going to make an impact on their bottom line, A, and B, a positive impact for the environment.
Absolutely. We track this because we are a manufacturing extension partnership, a technology center, if you will, from NIST. We collect this information annually and report it back to our federal and state sponsors. You know, a typical year last year from the small to mid-sized companies, sales that we created was $15.7 million. Sales that we retained was $22 million. Our cost savings alone was $3.9 million. And so when you take a look at those kinds of dollars, when we go out and work with a small to mid-sized company and the feds fund my organization a level of $2.25 billion, there's roughly an 8 or a 9 return on investment just for the companies that answers the surveys that we talk to them about. So there is a big benefit here.
So given those benefits, do you expect that participation will grow not only in this year but on into the future and will make a significant difference environmentally?
Absolutely. What we're talking about is the Tier 1s trying to bring the suppliers and just get the word out so that they can understand. Obviously, today, one of the ways to get that word out might be to have people listen to this and understand who the Suppliers Partnership for the Environment is and how they can help and how we can go help them. And then, of course, we keep things – and that's a big, big – issue that you brought up, the confidentiality. We will not report anything that the companies don't want us to report.
Well, how can people get in touch with you and find out more about the partnership and how to get involved and how to make a difference in the environment and save money?
Well, here in Michigan, the number is our toll-free number at the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center is 888-414-6682. Or you can go to our website, and we got worldwideweb.mmtc.org.
Michael, our time together has run out, but I thank you very much. It sounds like an absolutely fascinating program. I hope more people get involved. And we look forward, perhaps we can have you back next year and see where we've grown.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
That is Michael Coase, the president of the Michigan Manufacturing Technology Center. Again, if you'd like to get in touch and find out more information or perhaps participate, the toll-free number is 888-414-6682, and the website is mmtc.org. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this has been another edition of Issues of the Environment, only on 89.1 WEMU.